when God wants to talk to you, do you answer his call when he wants to give you a sign? Welcome to Rinse, Reflect, Repeat, the daily podcast inspired by my action-driven devotional and guide to reading the Bible through in a year, alphabetically. I'm Anita Cordell, and each day we'll walk through the Bible, discovering how even books like Leviticus and Numbers speak to our daily lives. These short devotionals are here to cleanse our hearts and transform our perspectives. So grab your Bible, open your heart, and let's journey through the living water together. It's time to rinse, reflect, and repeat. We're on day 123, and if you're following along on the calendar, it is May the 3rd. Today's devotion is titled, What If God Wants to Give a Sign? And our morning rinse includes Isaiah 7 through 9, and there are two featured verses for today, Isaiah 7:11 and 7:12. Ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Make it deep as Sheol or high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. So why did Ahaz respond like this to the instruction of God? So God had told him to ask for a sign, and yet Ahaz refused to ask. So some people believe that Ahaz wanted to give this appearance of righteousness when he replied, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. When he replied, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. There had to have been this underlying motive for him to say that. Maybe he really did not want to hear what God was wanting to say. I mean, have you guys ever been there? Have you ever said, nope, I really don't want to hear what you have to say, God? Well, maybe he was afraid of what God would say to him. You know, have you ever known that God wanted to talk to you and yet you were afraid, you know, of what he was going to say? Yes, maybe he was even prideful and wanted to appear better than he really was by replying in that fashion. Appearing righteous like this keeps us from being close to God and hearing what he has to say. And while he's speaking to us, it can be, obviously it's a huge deterrent. And when that happens, obviously, when we are appearing righteous and we're appearing like we're close to God and hearing what he has to speak, and yet then we refuse, there's some red flags there. When we're appearing righteous like this, it truly does keep us from being close to God, and then obviously it keeps us from hearing what he has to say, and therefore we're missing beautiful moments of communion and beautiful moments of community with our Heavenly Father. When God wants to talk to you, do you answer his call when he wants to give you a sign? Maybe God truly does want to give you a sign of some sort. So how do you reply? And that's today's challenge. I mean, do you ever feel like God wants to talk to you and to give you a sign for your life? Write down what you think it may be and ask God for confirmation today on what he is wanting to show you. Don't be afraid. Just write it down. Even if you think that it is kind of this, what? Even if you think that God's giving you this sign of, oh my goodness, that just is so wild. Go ahead and write it down. When you pull out your journal tonight and you're reflecting on this conversation, did God reveal anything to you today? And write that down. You never know what he's going to say. You never know what kind of sign he may want to give to you. You never know how this conversation could ultimately change your life. I love the book of Isaiah, and so many signs and wonders and just thought processes and sermons come from this book. And today's question to you is, could there be something that God is wanting to tell you? Could there be a sign he's wanting to show you? And are you ready for it? And would you be willing to listen despite it potentially being a little bit difficult to hear. Maybe there's some correction going on, or maybe there's just some hope that you've been longing for, and maybe he's wanting to give you a sign, you know, about that hope. So I look forward to hearing what this conversation entails, and if you are courageous or, you know, vulnerable enough to share in our Facebook group, I would love to hear about it. And if you don't have my devotional, then go ahead and check the show notes below, and there will be a link there as well as the companion journal. And you can always come and join our Facebook group and enjoy some conversations with that. So until tomorrow, keep rinsing, reflecting, and repeating. God bless.